This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. First, a note, WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times are following news about immigration enforcement operations all across the Chicago area. These stories are urgent. They're moving quickly. You can head over to WBEZ.org and suntimes.com for the latest updates. The city of Chicago has halted demolition of the historic Damon silos. The former grain silos near South Damon Avenue were in the process of being torn down, but alderperson Julio Ramirez says there were concerns about excessive dust. The demo is considered environmentally complex because of the potential for creating harmful pollution from massive amounts of dust generated from the demo process. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is facing a setback in his bid to avoid prison while he's appealing his federal corruption convictions. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Madigan was convicted in February for his efforts to help Commonwealth Edison pass legislation and to exchange favors with a government mole for private legal work. In June, he was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Madigan has asked to remain free while challenging that conviction with a higher court, but a federal appeals panel in Chicago rejected that request without explanation. So this means the one-time 83-year-old political powerhouse will need to surrender himself to authorities on October 13th. And if his conviction stands, Madigan could remain in prison until close to his 90th birthday. Transit agencies around the Chicago area have found some savings, and so a looming fiscal cliff is not as big as it was to be expected. My colleague Alex Degman reports, for months, the Regional Transportation Authority warned of a $771 million shortfall between the CTA, PACE, and METRA. And now, thanks to reserve spending, higher than expected tax revenues, and fare increases, that's down to about $200 million. Agencies will need to submit their budgets in December. RTA Chair Kirk Dillard warned service cuts are looming.
Riders will begin to feel the pain through service cuts and fare increases in 2026, with worsening impacts when the full cliff will come in 2027.
State lawmakers are expected to consider transit funding in some form later this month during the fall veto session. And a new documentary about comedian John Candy opens this weekend. The film takes a deeper look at Candy's impact on American comedy, including at the Second City, right here in Chicago. The comedian's son, Chris, tells the Sun-Times the skills his father honed at Canadian sketch show SCTV influenced comics everywhere.
To see that link between SCTV and then all of the various editions from Mr. Show with Bob and David or SCTV or Kids in the Hall, to see that he was such a major player in the kind of alleyways of comedy, it has really been underscored in this movie, and that he just did it the whole way by being himself.
A Sunday screening of John Candy, I Like Me, at the Chicago Theater will feature a conversation with producer Ryan Reynolds. You're listening to The Rundown. Kurt Elling has long been a creative force in Chicago's jazz scene. The Chicago-born singer has won 2 Grammys and performed on stages all over the world, including at the White House. And now the 57-year-old is starting a new adventure, and it's taking him to Broadway. My colleague, arts reporter Mike Davis, spoke with Kurt Elling about his career adventure and filed this audio postcard.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
This is Kurt Elling. I have the great good fortune of portraying Hermes this season in the Broadway production of Hadestown. I've been busy trying to learn how to be the jazz singer, and that's my first love.
Georgia. Georgia.
You know, you never think, oh, well, somebody's going to come and ask me to be on Broadway someday. I mean, but a part of you has to keep that flame alive. You have to keep envisioning the possibility.
It's an old song.
My character Hermes is the host of the evening. And also, he is sort of the godfather to Orpheus. Orpheus, who is half human, half god. So my character is leading the audience through the experience, retelling the experience, in hopes that one of the times when he retells the story, that the ending will turn out right. It's thrilling, it's invigorating, in a certain number of ways it's rejuvenating, and it can also be terrifying. We didn't have nearly the number of rehearsals that a 57-year-old man who has rusty chops at everything but being himself and singing in front of people would really like to have. Vibrations, brain invasion. I'm so grateful for the small platform that I have. It humbles me. It touches me. It's who I want to be. And now I get to have this other adventure. It's an enormous creative challenge. I mean, I haven't memorized, you know, stage blocking since I was in high school. So it's not just a Broadway debut. It's a theater debut since high school. So here we go. Working in the daytime. Jamming every night, going over changes that would give most cats fright. People call us assassins, that's her attitude. Acting like the devil, but when she sings her blues.
Musician Kurt Elling talking with WBEZ theater reporter Mike Davis. Elling is currently starring in Hadestown on Broadway. Weather sunny and hot for October, a high in the upper 80s today. Clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 60s, and sunny and hot for the weekend. Highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks for listening.